ever since the world ended. There's no more black or white. Ever since we all got blended, there's no more reason to fuss and fight. Dogmas that we once defended no longer seem worthwhile. Ever since the world ended, I faced the future with a smile.
Shake your hand in front of your man. We both know what would happen then. So I'll wait till he's gone and you play along. Can be friends again. Some things never die down in this jealous old town, and we're walking in a lion's den. Till he's gone and you play along, and we can be friends again. I know there's times you need me, so I don't mind if you don't see me. His love for you is rent you've already spent, and believe me, I know when to say when. So I'll wait till he's gone. Play along, then we can be friends again. Then we can be friends again.
It's WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. He's Mike as well. Let me tell you what I played there, and then we're going to get on to our next guest, Mr. Bob Aprile from WMWM up in Salem. All right, so what we did is I played a couple of leftover requests for Roberta Lamb, our first guest. She's really into Mose Allison lately, so I played Mose Allison, Don't Get Around Much Anymore. I played Mose Allison again with Ever Since the World Ended. And then our last guest, Mike Barry, that was something he did from his last album last year in 2020 called Party at the End of the World. It's called Friends Again. And I just wanted to show everybody what a great singer-songwriter Mike Barry is as well. So I hope you enjoyed those tunes.
Thank you.
Mike, okay, we've got Bob Aprile.
Yeah, Bobby April. Hold on 1 second. We wanted Chuck Yu was in, and he just wants to let us know that he wants to wish everybody a happy holidays. You can catch Chuck Yu in WMBI in the margins and in WMFO. Now for our next guest, Bob D'April. Hello, Bob D'April. Hello.
Hey.
How you doing? It's good to hear from you.
Okay, how are you?
Good, and you do Connecticut Rocks down there, and is that still at WPKN?
No. I left PKN at the end of 2017, and I went on to do it numerous other places. I did it for a streaming station for about 6 months, and most recently, I did about 40 shows over a year and a half at WRTC in Hartford.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So how's it going for you down there? Any new artists you're excited about?
I had a little bit of time in between. In 2019, I did a first ever Connecticut Rocks Fest. It was over a weekend. 2 days at the Cellar on Treadwell, and then a Sunday event at a place called Musical Intervention in downtown New Haven. And I was working on trying to do another one in 2020, and then everything else got pulled on that. So I ended up doing a 4-day fest just this past October at they started at Cafe 9 on Thursday night with five acts. And then on Friday at the Cellar on Treadwell in Hamden, there were 14 acts on two stages. And then Saturday was at a place called 10 Selden in Woodbridge, Connecticut. And that was a 8-hour marathon of bands. And then Sunday again was at Musical Intervention. I was able to generate a nice donation to Musical Intervention of $500. And that was wonderful. So I decided in 2021, I'm going to try and do it twice. So the Spring Fest, which is going to happen in May, right now is a 6-day event. Excuse me. And there's possibilities of adding 2, 3, or even 4 more days in a third week in May. So right now it's on May 6th and 7th, and then the following week, 12, 13, 14, 15, and possibly some shows that might happen in the following week as well.
Is there a platform or a social media that people can interact to check these out?
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, just go to Facebook under Connecticut Rocks Radio, and there's actually a page. The difference between the page and the group is the group one is Connecticut Rocks with an exclamation point, and then the page doesn't have the exclamation point. So the 3 words, Connecticut Rocks Radio. Also on Instagram, it's at CTROX Radio is the general page, and then there's a specific account on Instagram for CTROCKS Fest, CT Rocks Fest.
So we had up here the last couple of years, we had one this fall on WMFO, WMWM, and Mark Skin Radio. We had a live day, and maybe you can maybe direct one or two of those bands, and we can get them involved in our live day up here. What we did was we had audio tracks that were sent to us by bands in quarantine, and we had some video tracks. We put up a Facebook page where they could put their videos and stuff. So if you would like to do that, that's me.
What are you planning to do? You're going to do it again in 2021?
Yeah, we're going to have our meeting, and We're going to have our meeting probably at the end of January and discuss how we're going to carry on. As you know, you're doing college radio, how where they don't allow anybody in the college and stations at all. So you have to be vaxxed or in a student or a community member that's, you know, with the card and all that. So what we can do is sorry about that. Somebody's trying to call me on my computer and I can't accept that. If that's Skybot, yeah. Can you call us on the regular phone? I'm sorry, I can't pick up on, I'm sorry, Bob. Skybot, I can't pick up on my computer. I will probably talk to you probably the end of January, and maybe you can send one or two bands our way and maybe see if we get them involved in the live day up here, which we do at the three stations. That's WMFO 91.5. In Medford, WMWM in Salem, that's 91.7, and Mark Skinner Radio, which is web streaming radio. So we hope we can...
You can give you an example. The Telegraph Record Store in New London, they were doing an annual event called the Rock Six.
Yeah.
Okay, and he would have... And it was possible they used to have live bands in the store. They would have live bands at a club next door called 33 Golden. And then possibly nearby at the Hygienic Art Gallery. Well, with the pandemic, they did it with all live videos that people went remotely or pre-recorded live. And they just ran this 2-hour block, I believe it was even 2 hours, maybe 3 hours, of all these indie bands, videos back to back, and they did title text on the videos and kept using their Rock Six logo in between and such. And it's all on YouTube. You could see it yourself, how they did it. And there were other instances, other people I know who did similar things where they had videos submitted, and then there's instances where they did Zoom chats too with all the little boxes, and then they designate someone and they put them on full screen and then they perform live. And a lot of poetry and performance art stuff from New York City have done it that way. And for an example, on January 1st, the Poetry Project, which is established at St. Mark's Church in New York City, they're doing another virtual poetry marathon on January 1st. And actually, on their website, it's listing 11 a.m. rather than the noon when they need to do it live in person. From 11 a.m. until midnight, they're going to have streaming, remote, virtual content all day, and it'll be all live.
That sounds great.
It can be done. Yeah, it can be done. It's just a technological hurdle to clear, and what you guys have that's a great idea to do. And there's, I'm sure you're asking me for two bands from Connecticut. I'm sure if I put the word out, you're going to get multitudes of submissions or requests to join the project.
Well, know what you can also do. We can probably talk on Facebook later. You can have the band send me CDs or MP3s that are 320 or better, and we'll see if we can put them in the library up here and get played on some of the shows.
Oh, sure.
That'd be great.
Sure. I mean, I could sift through my collection of stuff and forward you some music from recent times, because I have mountains of digital files from bands.
Excellent. So. Well, anyways, we're going to play you that track that you sent us a couple of days ago that we played on a Christmas show. And just do a wrap-up, please tell us of all the shows that you're on and how people can get in touch with you.
Sure. The best way through email these days is CTROX live for venues, the number 4. So it's a convoluted email, but it's CTROX live number 4 and then VNUES at gmail.com. The other one, ConnecticutRocks@gmail.com, still there, but it gets filled very quickly. On the social networks of Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, just look for at CTROX Radio, and you'll find on all three platforms. And I try to post content as often as possible. My personal page, I recently did, went to some shows and I did live streams of people like Falconeer, We Are Bison, The Write-Offs, The Ditch Boys. That's all content I did recently. And then there's also a great Facebook page called Music Clips CT that a gentleman named Mike Uleski does. And he's been to multitudes of shows and he posts videos that he recorded from those events too. So there's a lot of stuff that is out there. I mean, Robbie DeRosa does a great show on the Wesleyan University station called Homegrown, the Connecticut Connected radio show that airs Thursday afternoons at 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. And then there's a lot of stuff that'll be happening in 2022 outdoors. Chip McCabe just published his top 20 releases of Connecticut artists in the venerable Hartford Current newspaper on current.com.
That's
so awesome. People can go to that and he has it. It's got honorable mentions too, so it basically listed about 30 or 40 different releases from 2021. That just shows you it's a good indication of the breadth of original music that's happening. And people are pumping out original Christmas songs, too. I mean, Robbie DeRosa played tracks that I used to play from the Tarkin Records Holiday Extravaganza compilation that came out many years ago. But Tarkin Studios in Bridgeport, probably one of the most noteworthy studios in Connecticut, is still recording major people that are national acts that to come through Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Well, thank you very much, Bob DeAper. We're kind of up against the time, but we will talk soon and hopefully we can do some exchanges. And we're going to play your song next. And thanks again for calling in.
Okay.
Thank you.
The Reducers.
That's
nothing,
right.
Nothing for Christmas.
All right. Thanks again.
Take it easy.
Bye bye.
Christmas.
It's WMFO in Medford.
91.5.
How you doing?
Web streaming WMFO.org.
That was Nothing for Christmas by the Reducers. Thank you, Bob.
Bob, great song there. We hope to hear some more Connecticut bands up here.
I sure hope so, for sure. All right, so it's 9:20, and that means we're ready for our next guest.
That's right.
If you are listening to WMFO every Tuesday at 8 o'clock,
it's not
who do you hear?
It's not your grandmother.
No, you hear Skybar. You hear a show he does called Riding.
That's right.
And he's on the phone right now. Skybar. What's up?
This is like a dynamic duo, Mike and Michael. You guys are fantastic.
We think alike.
don't loop me in that.
I ruined the night for Mike.
Ruined the night for me.
I'm lumping you together.
So Skybar, can you believe it? It's like next March is going to be 10 years that we've been doing this.
No, I can't. And little did I know that when I walked up those stairs with you and Vincent, right? Vin was with us.
Yeah.
Little did I know that we would... And especially you impact the local music scene so much. That was the goal, like to get involved and to get these people airplay and whatnot. And, it's been a great ride, yeah.
And you have always been, excuse the expression, a club rat, right? You've always been going to clubs. And it's kind of a new thing for me in my old age. But this thing really, really dovetailed perfectly for you to just come in and start DJing.
No, it didn't. It was random. I pretty much... The start of it was 10 years ago is when we first did this. I helped my brother out at MBR. He has a jazz show, and he had to fill in and do some. He had no knowledge of rock, and I said, yeah, I'll go in. And I played some CDs and whatnot, and I thought, that was pretty cool. And I said, well, there's anything around the area? I live right down the street from Tufts. Mm-hmm. I said, there's one in the area that I could, Tufts, it was kind of random. I just went online and checked a bunch of colleges, and they had, one of their training days that I went to, and I kind of went on a lark. I didn't think I'd get a radio show out of it. So
I know it.
It turned out great, yeah.
Yep, so we're just having a blast, right? And, being able to, really, we always say all the time, if we're not supporting local music, we're not doing our job. So that's the deal. No. I mean, it's so rewarding to do this, isn't it?
Great artists come from here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there are so many bands that, like you said, I've been going to see bands since early 80s. I mean, I was around for the beginning of the Hoods and the Outlets and all those bands and Shake the Face. And I'd see all these bands, I think, these are great bands.
Yeah.
And they're still great bands.
And why doesn't everybody know about these people? Yeah.
Exactly. And I got to get them out there.
Well, as we know, the whole landscape of radio has changed the last couple of years, where commercial radio... is not really, playing a lot of rock. BCN and COZ and AF went away.
They're
and
gone.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, if people remember, I'm going to take people down memory lane, that WBCN was started by two Tufts students and a DJ on our AM station called J.J. Jackson. So, WMFO, WMWM, WMBR, WZBC, WERS, which is now a kind of a pro station. People know there's three pro stations, WERS, UMB, which is UMass Columbia Point, and BUR. And they're for-profit stations, but we aren't. We do it because we love it. And we don't have a programmer over telling us what to play. We play what we love.
Yep.
Exactly.
So Skybar, what are you loving listening to? I've got Rivendell sitting here in front of me. If you want to make a request or two, I could be happy to play some requests for you.
I mean, as you know, I'm a huge Chris Johnson fan. Do you have Blue Hour in there? You must have it in there.
I think I do. Let me check.
I think we both discovered her at the same time, didn't we, Skybar?
Yeah. And she, I discovered it, and she it was the rock album, and fantastic. And then Only Roses. I just kind of went to see what the buzz was all about. I think it was at O'Brien's.
Yeah.
She blew me away, and I talked to her afterwards, and we kind of had a bond, and I think she's been on my show like 7 times. And
wow.
Between that, though, and then she did the acoustic thing and this kind of this synth vibe kind of thing. Anything she does is great, I think.
And I have to thank you, Skybar. You and some of the other DJs like Mike here and Something About the Women and Dance Music Express have supported Boston Women Rock and the artists I brought on, and you played them.
Oh,
whether it be the original Flight of Fire going on to Stormfist,
right.
or
Right.
Oh, I could go on and on the different artists, and I really thank you for supporting them, you know?
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. And again, you guys, and we all do, that's what we try to do, is get these people on the airwaves. And yeah, but if you have anything by, if you have anything off the Blue Hour thing, Mike,
I do.
Merry Go Round's a great song.
I have Time After Time. Time Only Time, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a great track.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we play that one by Carissa, and then we'll come back and talk about her some more.
So I'll just hang on this phone.
Yes,
you know
you will.
You might lose me.
No, you can handle it. I know you can.
All right, guys.
All right, here's some Carissa. We'll be back soon with Skybye.
Hi, this is Chris Johnson from Markskin Radio, and we'd just like to say that we wish you all a very blue Christmas and a very uncensored New Year. On behalf of all of the DJs here at Markskin Radio, thank you to WMFO and WMWM, and keep on rocking, guys, in 2022.
Thanks, Chris Johnson.
Thanks,
from Markskin Radio. That was cool. All right, so Skybar, you still with us?
I'm here.
Yeah, so we just heard those great suggestions. We played two from Carissa Johnson's brand new record called Blue Hour, which is fantastic. Heard Time Only Time, and then The Outline. And then while that was playing in the background, I said, hey, what's another one that you would like me to play while we're just sort of... And you said, how about some Hoods? And I was not surprised to hear that. So from the last rat, we heard No Place Like Home.
As funny thing about the Neighborhoods, the first time I saw the Neighborhoods was back in the early 80s, so I was probably like in my young 20s, and I actually went to see the Stompers, and the Neighborhoods were on the bill.
Yeah.
And I didn't know anything about the Neighborhoods at the time, and Minahan, of course, blew me away. He's a fun person, and so that's kind of one of those examples of going to shows, and so you discover bands you never heard of or saw before that are great bands as well, so another reason to get out there.
Totally is.
And know who we're going to have right after you?
No, we got lined up.
Sal.
Well, that's a great segue. The intro and Sal's, of course, busy with amplifier heads and with Dan and Peppermint Kicks.
Well, he's going to call in and talk to us right after you.
Yeah, well, I'll certainly hang in for that one. and I want to thank you for letting me jump in. You have all these important people, and you have little old me jumping in the middle, so I want to thank you for letting me do this.
Yeah. Hey, come on, you're a big part of WMFO.
We're all waving the local flag here.
Yes, we are. We're
so what? Anything new that exciting you out there that we're not aware of?
From the past year? I think you guys, locally, I think you guys have, I think we all work within the same musical groups and whatnot. I think you know what's out there. I like the Weekend Friends' new CD.
I guess they're touring Europe.
Yeah, they're kind of, I don't know if you'd say big, but I guess they've kind of branched out to they're not just doing the local thing. I mean, it's a support act, I would imagine. I don't think they're headlining that, are they?
I don't know. I don't know what their status, but they seem to grow really fast, and all of a sudden they're in, like, Europe touring around the United States.
Exactly, Yeah, they've kind of taken off. But, most of the local stuff that you guys play, that I play, is... we run in the same circles, a lot of it. And there's already a lot of great stuff for 2022, though, lined up. There's some, speaking of the outlets, I mean, I don't know if I'm letting someone of a cat out of a bag, but the outlets have something planned for this upcoming year. I know that.
I saw Rick posting, but nothing about the outlets. I'm kind of surprised, He's got his band, The Continental.
They have a release coming up in 2022. That's going to be on Rumba, and the outlets have, I think it's more of a compilation thing with unreleased past material and all things of that nature.
Do you know what label it's going to be on?
I think maybe Tang.
Okay.
Are you familiar with them?
Yeah.
I think on that. I saw a blurb about it a few months ago. So, and to be honest with you, you got to kind of hold your breath with, because that's been kind of in the wind for a while now.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
There's two brothers in that band, correct?
Yes, Rick and Dave. And Dave Barr, I don't know if you're familiar with the Outlets, but back when I first started going to see local bands, the Outlets and the Neighbors were by far. I mean, Dave Barr is, he looks like he gets shot out of a cannon live.
Yeah.
His performances are, he really does. He was the front guy, not Rick. But, yeah, the Ellis were fantastic, and they used to reunite occasionally now and then, but there was a lot of situations where the brothers were in the same area. Rick moved out to the west of Mass for a while, and then, so they were hard to get together.
I know a couple of my DJ friends that's some of their favorite bands you just mentioned right there, especially the Outlets.
Yeah, oh, they really are. The Outlets were fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're the first bands that got me going on things. But everything else you guys kind of got. You got the local stuff that I get,
Well, how about some of the new clubs? There's some of the new clubs I haven't. I just recently got to the Jungle, believe it or not, this October.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I've been really kind of cutting back because of my health and stuff. But, you know, there's the crystal ball.
Weird spot, I thought.
Yeah, I had the same idea. And it's just like a big box of a room. And it's...
Yeah.
And
I went to the crystal ballroom recently, too, to see the Red on Red.
Yeah.
The Red on Red show.
I want to go there.
And that's a nice room.
Yeah.
That's a nice room. It's a little bit... I went, I'm like, Jesus, this is kind of high-end. I'm used to, like, you know, the rat and the channel and things like that.
Yeah. It's nice to have a little class, nice, you know?
It's not not the same unless you come out with some buddy's bodily fluids on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but, that ruined my night.
I mean, I know that JJ is trying to find a new home for once, and I guess she's still looking.
Right.
And we know, you know, right, people don't know that, you know, Thunder Road is totally gone. There's a big hole in the ground where they used to be. And Bill McCabe's is gone. And a few other clubs that, you know, on Tavern in the World is not featuring music. So,
well, I really think things are going to work their way out. You know, they work themselves out. I really do think so. We'll see new clubs come in to replace.
What are you going to say, Skybar?
I just hope it doesn't regress. I was listening to Smitty when he called in, and I just hope it doesn't regress back to things being closed and closures and things of that nature. But we'll see what happens.
I hope not. I mean, I think we've made enough progress where we'll still be able to make progress and have that not happen again.
Let's hope.
Yeah, I was at the last time I went to the Crystal Ballroom just a couple weeks. I think it was a couple weeks ago, that Red on Red thing, and they were very strict about mask up when you weren't. Actively drinking.
Yep.
And for a long time, that was kind of lax. Like, I was going to a club, and you got in the door, no one had a mask on at any point in time. And I usually have a drink in my hand, so I generally didn't either.
Right.
But they would, like, if I was talking to someone, people would go around and say, you know, put your mask up. So
that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I guess it's good. Because, I mean, that's the only way to keep things open.
You know, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't mention two record labels, especially. Jesse and Red on Red, and what's happening on Rumbar Records.
Yeah,
they're just hitting it out of the park.
Yeah, Lou is ridiculous. Lou seems to crank music out on he's got like 2-3 bands a week.
Yeah,
he floods me with stuff. So, but yeah, they're both obviously very passionate about it, and yeah, you want the local labels to do well as well.
Me and Mike got out to the Sanctuary out in Maine. Have you been there yet?
No.
That was a Red on Red show as well. It was a really nice place. Big,
yes,
you know?
I've been out there, yes, yeah.
Yeah, it's an old, beautiful, big church. It was nice. The only thing is, being an old, beautiful church, who knows about the acoustics? That's the only thing. I think, actually, that was the first show that they had that was actually plugged in and was acoustic beforehand, so it was a little bit... They have to get used to that sound.
Yeah, they're not 100% ready for the rock, but they're trying.
I'm looking forward to it, though. I like the place.
Yeah.
Anyone that's trying, you got to give them credit, right?
Absolutely.
They're trying to get it done.
Well, I imagine your show and the rest of the shows that it will keep people informed of what's happening with clubs. You know, obviously, we went through the closures, but hopefully... You know, we'll be hearing of clubs opening up and doing different things. And I know there's some other clubs someplace I'm just not thinking of that's starting up.
The place in Norwood, the Magic Room, was great.
Yeah, I haven't been there. Is that the same people that had the one in Brighton?
No, it's in Norwood.
Yeah.
It's right off, like, the Auto Mile thing. And the great thing about the Magic Room is the parking lot is huge. Like, you can, it's a bit of a haul for me to get there, but I save time because instead of driving around for 20 minutes, you put the parking lot, it's like, you know, it's like a football field.
Oh, wow.
So there's plenty of parking. If you ever want to go down there, don't let Norwood scare you saying, oh, Jesus.
No way, I wouldn't do it.
When you get there, you pull right in. There's plenty of parking.
Hey, Sky, so listen, I want everybody to know every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, it's Rising. Your show, it's not to be missed. Yeah. It's just a great homage to local music around here. So,
on WMFO.
Yeah,
we really, really, really appreciate you calling.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me call.
All right.
Keep in touch and let us know what's going on.
Have people, I like to let people know, buy the product, buy the CDs, buy merchandise. Don't just stream these bands' music on Spotify. Buy them and support them. And when they have shows, get to the shows.
Absolutely.
Right, that's it. Thanks. So
all right.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Right. Take care, Skybar.
Yeah, we'll be back with Sal Baglio right after this song.
No, I'll do a listen. All right.
Bye-bye.
WMFO Medford, 9:50 in the evening. I'm here with two mics, and you know that song I just played. I think of them as a local band. They're not. It's Stupidity, but they're on the Red on Red Records. Here, they're actually out in Stockholm, Sweden. That was Reindeer Twist with Stupidity, and just love that band. We play a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So on the phone, very excited to have our good friend.
Yeah.
And a guy who's been around these parts making music for a long time. Maybe you heard of him. His name is Sal Baglio. Hey, Sal. Welcome to WMFO.
Hey.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, just wrapped up in the holiday thing, and just happy to be a part of your show.
Hey, can you give us a little overview on what you're doing now, from beginning to now?
I'm doing right now? Musically?
Yeah, musically.
Yeah, well, I'm in the process of working on my next Amplifier Heads record.
Awesome.
Which is, you know, maybe a little over half done. I was talking with Dan Kocko, and we're going to start writing the next Peppermint Kicks record. So that's what's happening, like, right away.
It's amazing. There's so much new work coming out of you with all these different bands. And I know, Sal, that you just sort of, at least for live performing, you said goodbye to the Stompers the other couple of weeks ago. I saw that.
Yeah. We played our last show. after 44 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all good. You know, luckily for all of us, it wasn't a bad thing or a sad thing to do, and we weren't forced into it, so it felt like it was the right time for a big number of reasons. It was the right time, and I'm just busy with new music. And I mean, the thing about the Stompers is, even though we played live still, mm-hmm. The last time we did a new song was probably 1985 or something like that. So,
yeah.
You know, it wasn't a place for me to make new music. You know, it was a certain thing unto itself.
Any possibility of like a retrospective with like a new song on it for the future?
No. I don't think that'll happen.
Okay.
I don't write like that anymore.
Yeah.
I barely know that guy.
That's a really interesting thing to hear, but I get that.
You know, I mean that was a good way. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's just other people have said that to me. I mean, you know, friends in the music business have said things like, "Well, why don't you write another song like Rock Jumpin' Holler?" Or, you know, maybe a new song like Little Angel. And I just look at them completely befuddled, because it's like, well, no. First of all, I can't. You know, I did it. I did it once, and that was it.
Yeah, nobody asked the Beatles to recreate Love Me Do.
No, why would they? You know, why would you? You know, but it was time, and we played our last show, and went on our way. So now there's more time and room to do other things.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, just about the Stompers. You know, we all were here when it happened. So for us, it's an emotional thing. I know it is for you too. And you guys decided it was ready as a group. But you know, for us, we hear that the Stompers have. Oh my God! So it's kind of emotional for us. But I mean, speaking for myself, I get it. I really do.
Yeah. Well, you know, I appreciate you saying that, and you know, we heard from a lot of people who. You know, followed us when they were in college, and
yeah, me.
You know, and so, yeah, you know, it has a different meaning for different people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just musically, it was time for us to do that, and you know, luckily we went out before there was, you know, 10 people in the room. You know, we went out while there was still a crowd there.
Definitely. So, moving on from Stompers, I mean, I know it's not a conscious thing as to, well, I'm going to start to write this way, but, you know, when I started to hear your new work in the Amplifier Heads, I thought, geez, you know, you really have gone in a different direction. Is there any rhyme or reason to how that happened, Sal, for you? Do you just start sort of creating in a different way? How does something like the Amplifier Heads come about?
Well, I mean, that's music that I've been writing over the years. I mean, Stompers stopped doing new music in 1985. So, you know, I mean, I kept writing the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Even when the Stompers were going in the 80s, I was starting to write stuff that wasn't for the band anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it took a while to get to a place where I was recording and feeling free of that
was there
of music, you know? And so a lot of the stuff that you hear in, like, the first Amplifier Heads record, it came out in 2019, but we were recording that probably about 5 years before then.
Oh.
Just different times I'd go into the studio with my friend Ducky Carlisle, and I would just lay down tracks, and he's like, "Well, what are you going to do with these?"
Yeah,
that, you know, I don't know. I'm just going to keep writing, and then, you know, finally, I just put the 10 of those songs together and put out Louder, the first Amplifier Heads record.
Yeah,
and just kept going from there, and that's how I'll do it. You know, I just keep writing and at putting those records out.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it can't really be a grand plan. As you know, some people think it's like, oh yeah, I knew that this would be right to put out. Now, it's just got to feel right. And I'm when Lauda came out, I remember, you know, I was at Markskin Radio and here, and we just jumped all over that because we knew you, and it was just so different to hear that from you. It was
right.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I get that.
I get that.
You know, per se, most people associate me with that we do with the Stompers, which most of that stuff I wrote when I was a teenager. So
crazy.
You know, I was writing those songs in my mother's house. You know, I was living at home.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I can remember, you know, writing Coast to Coast in my bedroom, you know, at my parents' house. And American Fun I wrote in that. I mean, a lot of stuff, you know.
That was in East Boston, correct?
Yes, indeed.
Easty.
Yep.
Yep. So I understand totally the change in perspective. How can you keep writing those kind of things when you're not a teenager in your kid bedroom? You just don't have the perspective.
Yeah, and a lot of those songs, I make a joke about it in the last few Stompers shows we did, but, you know, a lot of those songs were just, let's rock, you know, let's go look at girls during the summer and rock.
There you go.
Like, okay, well, good, except when you're 60 years old. 60 plus, you know, want to maybe talk about different things, you know.
You know, yes, and I would hope so at that time.
Also, you can get into a lot of trouble being.
That was my next comment. Yeah, totally, same wavelength.
Watching girls on the beach when you're 20, as opposed to when you're 60,
is a whole different thing.
Of course,
yeah.
Of course, get carted away in handcuffs.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody wants that.
No.
So then your latest incarnation after Amplifierheads is this great kind of a project called the Peppermint Kicks. And, you know, that's just all fun, you know? It just sounds like you're having so much fun on everything you're doing with the Peppermint Kicks.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a quick record. We wrote those songs and recorded real fast. And during a pandemic, so we were never in the same room together. But it was pretty wild, you know. But Dan and I had met maybe a couple of years before at a show we were both on. And, you know, we just exchanged emails and kept in contact. And then, you know, he just sent me a tune one day and said, hey, you got any ideas to throw on this thing? And I think that song was Johnny D's. That was the first song that we wrote, finished together, Adam.
Okay.
And then I sent him something. I said, well, what about this? And the next thing you know, we were working on a complete record. So, and it happened really fast and really easy. And it was a gas. And it did really well. And so we'll do it again.
Absolutely.
We'll do it again.
It sounds.